You're welcome back. You're listening to the News at One, and we're going to return next to the arrest of a man on the suspicion of the murder of Jojo Dullard. Barry Cummins, security correspondent and author of Missing, which looked at the cases of the long-term missing in Ireland, joins us on the line. Barry, will you bring us back to 1995? Jojo Dullard had been in Dublin for the evening and she was trying to get home to Kilkenny.
She was, and there was no direct bus to get her home because she'd missed that last bus from Bussorris that would have brought her right back to Callan in County Kilkenny. So she did what she could, which was to start heading that direction. She got a bus to Naas, then she got a lift then from Naas to Kilcullen in County Kildare, and then got another lift to Moon in County Kildare. And that's where the mystery began, at 11:37. There's so much that's precise up to a time. 11:37 p.m. Thursday, 9th of November, 1995, Jojo Dullard is in that phone box. She has made a call to her friend Mary Cullinan to say that she's trying to get home to County Kilkenny. And then she says, "Mary, I have a lift." And she hangs up the phone. And Jojo has not been seen since. And a missing persons investigation began immediately. But it was only in recent years that that became a murder investigation. And that's what brings us to what's happening today.
Mm-hmm. In one sense, listening to you talk there, Barry, this brings us back to another time when we all used phone boxes and we all hitched lifts, because that's the way things were at the time. The family has never stopped campaigning in the intervening 29 years for Jojo. And people may remember her sister, Mary Phelan, in particular, who spoke to the media many times over the years.
Absolutely. And with Mary, there were two things that I remember. Sadly, Mary passed away some years ago. But one thing that she had done was to put criticism on the fact that Jojo was still missing, and she felt not enough was being done at the time. And we do know that there was criticism which then led to the setting up of Operation Trace, where Gardaí tried to assess if there were any links between some of the cases of women who disappeared in the 1990s. And Mary was also reaching out to other families of missing people. And she was instrumental in the setting up of a beautiful monument down in the grounds of Kilkenny Castle to remember all missing persons. And there are hundreds of missing people in this country today. But Mary and her family were frustrated. They believed that there should be a greater search around the area of Moon, because obviously that's the last place Jojo was known to have been. They have long campaigned, and they said to me a number of times that what they wanted was land within a 20-mile radius of Moon to be assessed. We certainly know that the area being searched at the moment is within that 20-mile radius, but the family wanted everywhere searched. And that just gets across the torment that they have gone through. Jojo was the youngest of five children, and I'm thinking of Mary, but also her sister Nora, brother Tom, and also her other sister Kathleen Bergen. And Kathleen made that appeal in recent days, has kept this case in the public eye, campaigned for this case to be given the reinvestigation, which it has, and the Gardaí are pursuing it now as a cold case and an active murder investigation. So a lot has happened in the last 5 years. It was during COVID times that this became officially a murder investigation. And certainly looking at Naas and the senior investigating officer, the incident room, that Gardaí are going back over everything from before, but also pursuing new leads as well.
In your assessment, then, how significant are today's developments?
I think it's very significant that there's an arrest in a case going back 29 years. Other people were questioned, Rachel, in the late 1990s in terms of their movements at different times. Some people questioned while under arrest for other crimes. But this is the first time in relation specifically to what is now classified as the murder of Jojo Dullard that somebody has been arrested on suspicion of murder, and that there is such a significant search that's now being undertaken. And quite a lot of thought will have gone into this. While it's hit the news today, there's been a lot of planning going on to get to today, where you have the local Kildare detectives, the search team, but the serious crime review team as well, who've been involved in assessing what could have been done better back in 1995 or in years afterwards. And it's great to put hindsight, but it's applying modern day policing techniques to evidence maybe that is going back some decades, but also fresh information, because that appeal is still ongoing today for people with any information or suspicion to contact Gardaí. And it seems people are responding to that, and the Gardaí have had enough now to get to this stage in the case.
Barry, many thanks for that. That was Barry Cummins, security correspondent with RTE's Prime Time and author of Missing, a book which looked at the cases of the long-term missing in Ireland, including Jojo Dullard.